At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at bragworthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
And I want to read this to you and do whatever you want with it, but here's Jalen Rose talking about the 2000 NBA Finals in Game 1 where he purposefully went underneath Kobe Bryant's landing area and injured his ankle and purposely tried to knock him out of the series to give the Indiana Pacers a chance. Quote, one of the things that happened in my career, I don't think it's cute or am I proud of it. I came from an era where you did whatever it takes to win. We also realized very quickly we couldn't guard him. This dude is something different. So I acted like I was contesting the jump shot and purposely made him come down on my foot. In my mind, I didn't want him to break his ankle, but I wouldn't mind if he missed the next few games because we would have a better chance to win. In true Kobe fashion, the dude only missed one game. Lakers win the series, and Jalen Rose says, again, I don't think it's cute, not proud of it. It was from a different era. We realized we couldn't guard him. To me, that's what these things all say from Dylan Brooks. That's what, when you ask him, are you purposely going after Steph's thumb? And he says this.
No, I've been playing the game. Shoot. If you're going to come play the game injured or whenever you got, it's all about the game. You know, if I had an injured ankle, I would attack that ankle every single time.
So that's my take. You should not think that that's cute. You should not be proud of it. You're not from a different era. You're from this one. You are admitting that you are not good enough to win on your own accord. And the officials need to be much more aware of this, especially now that he's openly admitted it in front of a microphone.
Well, and I don't hear anything in there of him saying that I'll do anything that I possibly can that's dirty to try to target the thumb. He's just saying that you come into a series hurt, then we're going to go at you. And he's going to go out the thumb, and he's going to do it as much close to within the lines as he can. It's not like he's...
I think that is dirty. That is dirty.
It's physical basketball. I don't think it's dirty.
Physical basketball is not picking out one certain body part. Physical basketball is just playing physical ball.
What about when you intentionally land underneath a guy and he already has a bad ankle?
Dirty.
And you're down 21 and you close out. Zaza did that to Kawhi.
Who has ever argued that?
I'm just saying that these things happen. Yeah, like it's not
happen.
This is not a lone actor. You make it sound like that Dylan is this horrendously dirty person.
He is.
And your opinion.
And yes, it is my opinion.
And I'm not seeing him run over and grab his thumb and during a stoppage of play.
What's wild to me is that when you say these things happen, it's as if it just, well, then that excuses all of it. Like the guy literally just said, I will go purposefully after the thumb. That's the definition of dirty. It's the definition of dirty.
It's not the definition of dirty.
It's not physical basketball.
If he's dribbling the ball and you go in and you try to steal it and you happen to hit his thumb.
That's not what's happening. He's going after an injury. Not the ball. Not physical ball. I'm trying to make your injury worse. That's not basketball.
Well, it's basketball if it happens in the course of a play.
But it's
if you're targeting it. Absolutely.
No.
I mean, you've got a guy who's hurt and
trying to play the game, not hurt the thumb.
Right. You're trying to play the game and he's playing the game hard. And when Steph Curry is going to shoot a three and you're going to contest it, you're going to contest it hard. And you're going to go after the thumb. If he's got a bad thumb, you're going to contest it in that way. It's the playoffs.
Yeah, if you're dirty.
This is not,
again, quote,
this is not a preseason game.
I don't think it's cute. And I'm not proud
Jalen Rose.
Yes.
That's not Dylan Brooks.
Yes. So, no, it's not. And Jalen was from an era where this was much more accepted than it is now.
Well, and that's, you know, what he says about his, quote, era. And if you want to go back to other eras, you had a lot of physical play. And this would be this would be par for the course. And just because it's 2025 now, Dylan Brooks is not supposed to be a certain way because you decide that?
No, the league has.
The league hasn't decided anything. The
league has made tons of rule changes over the last 30 years to get this crap out of the game.
Well, in fact, the rule change that they made allows contact to the shooter's hands. So the rule that they changed actually made this play much more allowable.
They've made so many rule changes over the last 30 years.
Of course they have.
Hand checking and beyond, they have tried to get this ugly 81-80 basketball from the Detroit Pistons out of the game. They've worked their butts off to get this out of the game. So, it's not nostalgic to me. I don't care how many of you want to call me soft. Like, this is the same stuff that we talk about in so many sports. They won't let you breathe on the quarterback. They won't let you run over a catcher. They won't let you do this stuff anymore. Because knocking the greats out of the game on purpose is not cool. No matter how rough and tough y'all think it makes someone, it's not cool. Here's what Steve Kerr had to say about it.
You know, the rule, the NBA, is once the shot has been released, you're allowed to hit the guy's arm. And so what's happened in the league this year is players always are... They're going to outsmart, you know, the rules. They know what they're doing. So players all over the league are just taking shots at guys' shooting hands after release because they know it's not going to be a foul. And I'm very confident that next year the league will fix it because it's only a matter of time before somebody, you know, breaks a thumb or breaks a hand or whatever. But these are the rules. I do believe they're allowed to call a flagrant if they want. The refs could call a flagrant if the guy winds up and takes a shot. But no, it's been happening across the league all year long. It's the dumbest thing I've ever heard. But, you know, we have to take it through the league process to get that changed. And that'll probably happen this summer, I would guess.
What a perfect way to get the message out without getting fined. I mean, a brilliant answer. A brilliant answer to bring attention to it, to bring the word flagrant up. To call it the dumbest thing you've ever heard, but do it in a way where you're kind of 6 feet away from the actual topic that's being asked, because he was asked if he thought players were targeting the thumb. It's typical Steve Kerr.
Yeah.
Very, very well played.
He answers it in the correct fashion, which is, you know, he thinks the league will take a look at it and change the rule. I'm not sure if they will, but the one thing that he's trying to get across is that they should be enforcing the current rule, which is if it's excessive or hostile, then it's a foul. And maybe it could be a flagrant if it's determined to be that excessive and that hostile. If it's unnecessary in nature, then yeah, you could call that. But the seed's been planted for the refs, whoever the crew is for tomorrow, to certainly watch this. And we're already watching the off-the-ball movement. And it feels like Steph Curry was given a couple of those calls in Game 3. So this is all part of the posturing in an NBA series.
Let's hear from some people on this. Daniel in the city wants to weigh in. Hi, Daniel. Thanks for the call.
Hey, guys. Thanks for having me. Yeah, I mean, I'll say this. This thing with Dylan Brooks, you know, nothing about it is new. I feel like this guy's been in my life for, what, 10, 12 years? I'm an Oregon alum, and, you know, he was it was a love-hate relationship. He had an amazing year, took the Ducks to the Final Four, but at the same time, he was, you know, hitting guys in the balls and almost always suspended. You know, the rumor around campus was that he was bipolar. You know, so for me, it's like, where does it end with this guy, right? I mean, clearly he's not going to change. I will say he is a pretty good player, so people keep trying to pay him. So I don't know if one day he's going to knock someone out and get suspended or get knocked out himself. But man, this guy, he's consistent. I'll leave it at that.
Daniel, you're making another Oregon alum, Mark Grandy, you're making him make weird facial expressions. What's your response to this, Grandy?
Daniel, did you say the word around campus was that Dylan was bipolar?
Yes, that was the word around campus.
Uh-huh.
And I think there was a lot of truth to it. Yeah. So
what year did you graduate, Dylan? Daniel.
I graduated in 2012. But my buddy actually was a coach on the team, so that was I had some good inside knowledge there. So yes, I think we all could see that he might be bipolar. And last thing I'll add, I actually one time during a volleyball game was suspended for talking a little smack to Dibs. Had to sit out a game. My coach was a man of great character and wouldn't let me play the next game because Dibs was such a legend.
Wow!
What school was that?
Marine Catholic,
you're
your
alma mater. Yeah, things got a little heated. Heated.
Daniel, talk trash to Dibs every day, and it works out fine. It's okay.
While we're learning things about Daniel, what high school did you go to, Daniel?
I went to Marine Catholic myself.
You just said that.
What's your phone number and address?
No, I can't tell you that.
No, I just like, what are we, no. How long are we?
I thought he was playing against Dibs, and Dibs was coaching MC. I see.
I coached at Drake, knee Archie Williams, and Marine Catholic was the gold standard until I launched the dynasty. Thank you, Daniel.
Appreciate it.
Now I'm trying to circle back if I know any Daniels, because he graduated Oregon in 2012. I graduated MC from 2009. That means he probably graduated from MC in 2008.
You could go home and get your yearbook if you want. Can we, get back to Warrior basketball?
Finally, a reasonable duck take
Dylan
around here,
Brooks
though.
Is bipolar. Go ahead and tweet that.
The worst thing Dylan Brooks ever did as a duck was he had the most egregious flop versus Utah. He never did anything that he's done in the NBA at Oregon.
Well, apparently he did. No. You weren't in. Mm-hmm. You didn't have a friend on the coaching staff.
The
Grandy.
Other worst thing he did
was bipolar.
He took and made a very deep three at the end of a Sweet 16 game against Duke.
Yes.
And Coach K got
livid with him.
And that was all on Coach K.
That's an opinion. I actually agree with you on that one. I was bothered by Coach K on that one. I remember that.
Yeah.
I remember that because Coach K, during the handshake line, he got in his face. And then he talked about it in the press conference. He's like, I told Dylan, you're better than that.
Right.
You don't do stuff like that. You're better than that. I've always kind of across the board had this thing about the whole rubbing people's nose in it by scoring. I'm like, if you want the game to be over, then step out of midcourt and end the game. But other than that, people are allowed to play basketball. This, to me, is a completely different subject. I know people say stuff like that is like, oh, it's outside the lines, or it's not classy. This goes way, way far beyond not classy. Attempting to hurt Steph Curry. I don't know, man.
Yeah.
I know it's pro sports. I'm agreeing with you. I know it happens.
Yeah.
It shouldn't. You certainly shouldn't admit it out loud. And
he's allowed to.
They're allowed to call it and call flagrant fouls on
it. They certainly are.
And they should.
You know, I'd almost, in a way, applaud him for going out there and saying what everyone else is saying. Like, yeah, he's hurt, and I'm going after the thumb. And if I had a bad ankle, I would expect the same thing from the other team. At least he's not hiding behind it. Like, no, I'm not trying to do that. He's basically saying, yeah, he's hurt, and that's what we're doing.
I'm laughing because one of our YouTube commenters, Jan Chosella, I think, just wrote, it's not his fault. He's bipolar. So...
Really uncomfortable with people assigning an illness to another person, a mental illness.
Yeah, me too.
This is,
But.
That's not, no but.
Well, no but.
You don't, you can't just, you can say it, but I think that's a cheap shot. You're going to say to somebody that they're bipolar, that is, for me, it's reckless.
Okay, I'd like to challenge you in these last 20 minutes. It's kind of odd that you don't think it's reckless to go after Steph Curry's thumb.
Oh, it is. It is, but it's sports.
But it's not okay for somebody who actually...
No, you can do it, but you don't know the first thing about Dylan Brooks.
And you don't know the first thing about Steph's thumb injury.
And I know that it looks pretty bad.
Yeah,
and he's had a rap on it for a couple weeks.
I didn't say that I did know anything about Dylan Brooks's mental state. I have no idea. I know that I disagree with the way he plays basketball and have for years, and just about 98% of this fan base does.
Yeah.
Because this ain't our first rodeo with him.
It doesn't mean that you can assign bipolar to the guy.
No, and I didn't. One of our listeners just did. He's got history. I have no idea what it is.
Right.
But I can tell you this. I also get very bothered whenever somebody goes, oh, there's a Warrior fan getting upset about Dylan Brooks when Draymond Green's on the team. First of all, two things about that. Draymond Green does get criticized by Warrior fans and media for some of the decisions he's made. But you and I have had this conversation. Draymond has never, ever in our eyes done this. It is completely different. It is completely different to be over the line with your aggression versus intentional injury.
Okay. I mean, I
totally would, different.
There are things that he's done that I would characterize as intention to injure.
I don't.
When you kicking Steven Adams in the groin, that's twice. I mean, are you not trying to hurt a guy by kicking him in the balls?
You're going to compare that to going after a wrapped thumb or hitting Gary Payton 6 feet in the air?
That was one of the cheapest things I've ever seen.
Completely different.
I'm not. All I'm saying is that.
Well, that's what I'm comparing it to.
I would not exonerate Draymond Green and say that he's never tried to intentionally injure another player because I believe he has.
I don't exonerate him for doing that. It was out of line, but it wasn't to the level of what Dylan does. Not even close.
Okay.
Not even close.
I would disagree with that.
That's fine.
When you pick up Michael Beasley with 2 seconds to go in a game and you body slam him at half court, that to me is you're intending to hurt him.
I don't see it that way at all.
I don't know why else you would pick a guy up and throw him to the ground.
You're listening to 95.7 The Game, KGMZ FM in HD1 San Francisco and Odyssey Sports Station, always live on the free Odyssey app, and now come to you live from the Laughing Monk Studios. None of those things are taking somebody's career into doubt, which is what he did with Gary Payton II.
Yeah, agreed.
No doubt.
Agreed.
And none of those things are attacking a pre-existing injury, which is what he's doing right now to Steph Curry. Let's keep going. 888-957-9570. How about that guy in Oakland? What's up, that guy?
Hey, good afternoon, fellas. Appreciate you taking my call.
Hey,
I got three quick takes. One is about last night's game. Initially, I was a little disappointed and upset by it, but I see Steve Kerr's move on that. It's a chess game, and he knew he was coming into a hostile environment. He had a game to play with. He's like, well, let me just let these guys wear themselves out. If it gets, take the temperature of the room. If it gets too hot, we're just going to close up shop and let the young kids go. And that's what he did. And then as far as the topics, guys, Dibs, I'm a little disappointed in you as a fellow La Mirandan. I understand you're up in my town now, Motown, yep. Moraga, that you're taking this stance because there's two differences here. The first one is, and I'll use other sports as an analogy. If you know Brady's got hurt ribs coming into the game and one more shot is going to get him out of that AFC title game, then of course that's dirty knocking him out. But if you hurt him during the game, if you're boxing and you bust the guy in his nose and if you keep going after that nose, that's a little bit different than coming into it and you send a linebacker around the edge full steam ahead and take Brady out. That's saying a few things. That's a bad look. That's saying that we are not as good as him. We cannot win if he's in the game. And we're going to do anything we can to take him out because we knew ahead of time he's hurt. It's different when you knock Brock Purdy out of the NFC title game and it's a one-off. And you knock him out and you win the game. This is a dirty, dirty dude going after something that you knew was already there that you didn't cause. But you're going to target it because I am not as good a basketball player as Steph Curry. The Houston Rockets, we are not as good as the Warriors. So we're going to try and get rid of him. And that's what I take from Dylan Brooks' comment. It's a difference there. You knock a guy out on a plain hit, sorry, that's the game. But you target something that's a pre-existing, you're a dirty player. You are not as good as him. And I got a new name for that guy. It's instead of Dylan Brooks, it's Villain Crooks.
That's a good uptick. I don't know if he's committed any crimes, but I like the rhyme scheme.
Here's the other thing. Could I just, before you respond, throw this in? I'm almost uncomfortable with when we're making analogies to football. That's literally the problem. A lot of people keep watching these basketball games and going, these don't look like basketball. They're like, you're not supposed to go hit guys in this body part or that body part. in basketball.
It's a contact sport.
It is a contact sport. It is not football. It is not football.
No one's saying that it is football. No, but
some of it looks like that right now.
Well, watch the New York game tonight, and I was looking at the last game that these two teams played, and there were 52 fouls called. And if you want to look at game four, Rockets and Warriors, you could have called 70 fouls.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
I'm Emma Greed, and I'm the host of the Aspire podcast, a show where I talk to the world's most brilliant minds about building the life of your dreams. Listen to and follow Aspire with Emma Greed, an Odyssey podcast, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Fouls, because there are fouls almost on every play and every action. So the nature of basketball is not football. And I disagree with the notion that just because you didn't cause Brady to have hurt ribs that you can't go in there and go after the ribs. Of course you go after the ribs. If he's compromised and you can make him more compromised.
It's different in football because the ribs are literally the only place you can even touch a quarterback anymore.
And that's fair.
You can't hit his head. You can't hit his legs. Well, you better hit his ribs.
If he's playing in the playoffs on a bad ankle, then you're going to try to go after the ankle. You're going to try to tackle the guy and make the ankle worse.
No, there's no doubt that it does happen. I've already said that to you a bunch of times. And there's no doubt that it does happen more in football than it does in basketball. But in this particular case, especially in this sport, the idea that you're going to openly admit, I'm not, it's not just a hard foul. It's not just physicality. I'm not just guarding you closely. I am purposefully, I know you're hurt and I'm trying to hurt it more. And like, it's dirty. It's dirty.
Fine. It's just dirty. It's the reality of the sport.
But
the reality of pro sports in the playoffs.
Well, reality is fine, does not make it okay. There are a lot of things that are reality, they're not okay. Racism, reality. Okay?
You're going to compare this to racism.
No, I'm going to compare it to anything bad. Anything bad. I know you hate scooters. Reality. Not good, but reality.
Fine.
Okay, so that's all I'm saying. It's dirty. It sucks. I wish it weren't a part of this. I hate watching him play basketball. I wish the refs would do some more things about it. I hate it. I can't stand watching the guy hoop because he doesn't want to hoop.
Yes,
he wants to hurt
people.
That's
not true.
It is.
And you're characterizing his entire night, his entire career, based on one thing.
Are you kidding me?
You said he doesn't want to hoop.
You just told me.
And that's what you said. And all I'm doing is listening to what you're saying.
Characterizing it on one thing. It's literally what he's done for his career. Constantly. We just had a caller say he's doing this stuff at Oregon. No matter what our technical director thinks.
Yeah.
The guy has literally made a career out of this crap. And it sucks because you don't want to know what gets tucked under the covers. He's actually good.
And he's playing well in the series.
He's a good player. Why don't you just play, dude? Just play. You're a good player.
Well, he is playing.
No, he's not.
And this is part of him playing.
He's over the line.
Well,
he's over the line.
If he's over the line, then the refs should enforce it. And
correct.
They haven't done that enough.
Correct.
In your eyes and in the eyes of many people. So to just say that he doesn't want to hoop, I think is inaccurate.
He doesn't. He wants to do more. He wants to be Mr. Tough Guy, and he wants to get in everyone's faces, and he wants to laugh when he gets Jimmy Butler to call him a B. This is who he is. He's way more interested in this stuff than he is just knocking down threes. And you know what? Good for him. He's made a bunch of money doing it because he's a bigger name now, and he's a tough guy, and the Rockets are paying him to do that because all they've got is babies on the team, and they need someone to be like Ime Udoka, who didn't have nearly as much talent as a basketball player. All of it. Yeah, that's who he is. And I would wish that he would be better. because that stinks. That stinks to go out and say, what I'm going to do tonight is be a dirty player. Why? Aim higher for yourself.